IFM 101.9 megahertz of life.
So we've been, I would say we've actually been struggling. And if I own it, I've been struggling this year. I've been feeling it quite intensely since yesterday, since we started to gear up for our Seder to make sure that everything was set. We've got a place for a hostage at our table. But all the songs, all the words, everything feels like it has so much meaning this year. And there is so much we're trying to process emotionally. Maybe it's because it's the first major festival since October the 7th. But I know that I am struggling a little bit to keep everything in context and in its place. Rabbi Ken Aspiro is a senior lecturer. He's a researcher for Eshet Torah. A very good morning. Thank you for taking the time to speak to us. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good, thanks. Also getting ready for the hug tonight, absolutely. And you said it correctly. It's definitely going to be a different energy.
So how do we manage? You're a historian. Obviously, seeing everything in the context of history, seeing this last year in the context of history, maybe that's what we need to focus on. Give us your thoughts.
Yeah, so first of all, we need to appreciate we are the people of history. It even says in Dvarim and Deuteronomy, Zechor Yemot Olam, you have to remember the past. We are a people who are rooted in the past. All people, by the way, you know, there's a great expression, you can't know where you're going to until you understand where you're coming from. And we, more than any other people on the planet Earth, we have like a commandment to remember where we're coming from. And this night, as you point out, is the night really of remembrance, in that we're retelling a story. That's the real, besides having, when we had a temple, eating the actual Passover sacrifice, it's all about telling over the story. The Haggadah, the essence of the Passover Seder, is reviewing our history, you know, where we're coming from, where we're going to. And I think you pointed out, really, it does feel different because, you know, Passover is, I don't know if listeners realize this, but Passover is actually, the Seder is just about the most kept Jewish ritual in the world. I know in Israel, it's well over 80% of the people are going to have a Passover Seder. It's kind of so deeply ingrained in the essence of who we are as a people and our journey and our mission. So we've been doing this a really long time. A little interesting fact is that this tonight is going to be 3,336 years since we actually left Egypt. So wow. We've done a lot of seders.
We've done a lot. Well, it's actually quite interesting. Yeah, so it is funny because, you know, when people say to me, how do I cope with the amount of anti-Semitism that is aimed at me, for example, on social media, my general answer is, and I mean it, is we've been doing this for thousands of years. These new anti-Semites, they've really got a long way to go. You know, you really need to wake up early to teach Jews about anti-Semitism. And as you say, more than 3,300 years we've been talking about the Seder, which is a form of victory over anti-Semitism. But this year, obviously, it still doesn't make it easy.
Yeah, definitely doesn't make it easy. And unlike in previous years, where we kind of operate on autopilot, this year, I was actually in South Africa like 2 weeks after October 7th, and people were really on edge because we all kind of collectively got a bucket of ice water thrown in our face on October 7th. For those of us in Israel, you know, we're right there on the front line. It happened in the country here, but obviously all Jews around the world felt that, and accompanying that attack against us was an immediate explosion of anti-Semitism. It didn't even wait a few weeks. Immediately, there's a huge uptick, and we're seeing levels we haven't seen literally since the Holocaust. In America, it's up 360%. In England, it's up like 600%. So I think, you know, in terms of as a national historical experience, I think we have a much greater, we're going to have at our Seder tonight, a much greater appreciation that we are all in this together as a people, regardless of where we are living as Jews in the 21st century today. This is our story, and some of us are closer to the front lines and some of us further away, but it's affecting us all. So we got a really good shake up there. So that, I think, is number one. It's kind of unity. out of necessity, a recognition that we are in this together, and this has always been our story, that we are part of one people, regardless of how far away we are from our Judaism or how far away if we are, you know, geographically from our historical homeland. This is a story that may have begun thousands of years ago, but we're very much still in it today.
Yeah, and which is also fascinating because we spent so much time at the Seder in years gone by trying to make it feel real. The charoset, which the bricks, the maror, the bitter times. We create this experiential evening to try and make it real. This year, my sense is that nobody needs bitterness, nobody needs maror to feel that sense of bitterness. Nobody feel, you know, we don't need salt water for our tears. We've shed many in the last 7 months.
100%, absolutely. And you know, this part of the Seder, we talk about, the whole focus is about redemption and thanking God. But the specific parts of the Seder, I think that people are really going to, we're going to be very collectively impacted by them. One of them is certainly when we hold up the cup and we say Vehisha Amda, and every generation, you know, and they rise up against us to try and destroy us, and, you know, God saves us. And we see that now. We see the unity of the world. We're fighting such a, you know, an unambiguous struggle against what is clearly evil, yet so much of the world seems to can be confused about it, and lining up behind our enemies, there's those people who are trying to physically destroy us and those who are lining up behind and supporting them. So I think we're really going to feel exactly that more than almost anything else, that the more things change, the more they stay the same. And not only stay the same, but the volume has definitely been raised on that specific part of our historical experience.
What would you say we are celebrating this year in terms of freedom that perhaps we haven't in other years?
Yeah, so that's the other thing I would have mentioned, that you know, we have this fifth cup that we don't drink. It's symbolic of all the language of the Passover Seder is about redemption. And, you know, as much as we long for our historic redemption, we also have this recognition that there are still, you know, well over 100 of our brethren who are hostages. I think 133, you know, God knows how many are still alive. We hope they all are, but it doesn't seem to be the case. But I think we're really going to feel that sense of that we can't all really be free. We start with the halach ma'anya at the beginning of the Seder. You know, we realize it's a collective experience. We welcome people in who may not have, you know, the resources to have their own Seder. We're all part of a family. We're responsible for each other. And all of us, obviously some more than others, but we're all going to feel a sense of longing for redemption collectively, because some of our brethren, even children, are still being held in captivity. So I think that's going to be a very powerful part of the Seder also.
That is where we leave it. Thank you, Rabbi Ken Spiro. He is a senior lecturer researcher for Eshet Torah.